This is a theater of the absurd, my friends. This is a theater of the absurd. You can't satire satire.
CD, if you need to take cover, I notice that you've got your gas mask in your hands. If you need to put it on, please do so. If you need to take cover, please do so. If you are able to take a question, did you think that the possible threat would be over because it is now morning there? It's what, just after 6 o'clock in the morning?
The whole thing is everyone assumed that the threat would be over because it was early morning. But the thing about Saddam Hussein is that he has never done the expected. And right now we have, once again, been surprised with the unexpected, an air raid, an apparent attack, although we can't say what the outgoing missiles hit, at approximately 20 after 7 in the morning Saudi Arabian time. All the other attacks have occurred from 10 o'clock at night till 4 in the morning. This is the first one to take place in eastern Saudi Arabia during the daylight hours. Now, that sound you hear behind me is the hotel. So people are looking up in the sky, scanning the skies to see what they can see. Do we see much of anything out there? Can we see much of anything? Okay, well, apparently there was some word of outgoing. Again, we cannot be specific about the direction. All right, we are now led to understand that there are also firings in another city in Saudi Arabia. CNN's Carl Rochelle is here with me. He just came up. Carl, I know we can't be very specific given these restrictions, but within those parameters, what did you see?
Well, what I saw, I didn't see anything hit. I looked almost straight above us. There is a vapor trail coming from my right to my left, and there's a cloud of something. It looks like it might have been an explosion, a cloud. My apologies for that.
He's putting on a gas mask. There hasn't been any gas dropped here, but we could tell. You may smell some of the fumes from a missile exhaust going off. The missile is usually a rocket of cordite, some sort of burning. We just heard a little thump just then. But
I have to apologize for that. I caught a whiff of something and felt momentarily dizzy. You're more experienced than military experience than I am, but it might have been a little gas from the rocket exhaust. There wasn't anything. A lot of people have their respirators on just in case.
You run to get down here. In my case, jumped out of bed hearing the air raid warning go on. You run down 3 flights of stairs to get out of here. It's probably 100 yards. You hike your ventilator a little bit, and you're nervous.
One thing we have to point out, just so people won't think people are panicking, most people are in their shelters. They've taken cover in their shelters. And in the time we've been in Saudi Arabia, I've not seen any evidence of panic in the streets or people running around. People are not exactly taking this as a matter of course.
They could do anything.
Je suis un journaliste américain.
This is a Scud. You can tell it by its distinctive label. Now, when the missile is launched, the first thing you look for is the plume sticking out behind it. Now, when you detect this, you can tell it's been launched. Thank you.
Geopolitics by Dan Quayle.
You have deception and cover-up.
I'm going to go get my hamburger and my coffee. All clear. Every time I order something, this happens. All clear. Thank you. Oh, I love this country so much. I'm starting to get real bothered by all this. Charles Jacob, CNN, reporting live from Saudi Arabia. No, wait a minute. Whoa, hold it, homeboy. I'm the talent here. Yeah.
This is a theater of the absurd, my friends. This is a theater of the absurd.
terms of these three people that you mentioned, were they members of or associated with the government?
Yes, well, one of them is a very key figure in security. He's a former military officer. He's someone that has had dealings with Jaish-e-Mohammed, one of the banned groups, with Maulana Azhar, who was in an Indian jail for decapitating three British tourists and three American tourists. And he also had dealings with Umar Sheikh, the man who murdered Osama bin Laden. Now, I know that having dealings with people does not necessarily mean direct evidence.
And in terms of these three people that you mentioned, were they members of or associated with the government?
Yes, well, one of them is a very key figure in security. He's a former military officer. He's someone that has had dealings with Jaish-e-Mohammed, one of the banned groups, with Maulana Azhar, who was in an Indian jail for decapitating three British tourists and three American tourists. Now, I know that having dealings with people does not necessarily mean direct evidence.
This is really offensive to people, and that's why they're beginning, the rumble is beginning around the country, and everybody should know. The louder the rumble, the more the members of Congress that fear you, the people, the more they fear you, the better they're going to stand with you. We have now reached a point in our society where we're entitled to get angry, we're entitled to break our routine, we're entitled to mobilize ourselves, and we're entitled to stop making excuses for ourselves that we don't have any power.
This is a theater of the absurd, my friends. This is a theater of the absurd. You can't